now time for our Sabetha locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tadman. We're joined by Blue Jays football coach, that is Garrett Michael, presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Coach, your team 5-0, big win at home on homecoming night last week. Take care of Raleigh County in district play 27-6. Take us back and give us a couple overall takeaways from that win.
Well, you know, just defensively, just lining up to all their formations is a concern of ours. Every year that you play Raleigh County, they're just so diverse in their personnel and how they move them around. So just getting to know what formations they use the most, because you're not going to get them all. And I thought we did a really good job of just zeroing in on their base formations. And I thought our kids did a great job of, first of all, shutting down the run. And that's what we talk about a lot, that you got to be able to stop the run in high school football. But we did that, and then they end up throwing 47 times. So our pass defense got a lot of reps. And I just think we did a really good job of stopping the run and not letting the big play get over the top of us.
Yeah, and when we talked about this game going into it last week, you know, I had asked you what the expectation was for Raleigh County's offense, and you were kind of thinking 50-50, maybe run pass. Once they realized that the run simply was not there and you guys were stopping it, that's when they started throwing it. And I tell you what, I was really impressed with their junior quarterback, Eli Harmison. They had a lot of drops by the receivers and a couple that could have been for touchdowns, especially one in the first quarter that was on fourth down. So he still throws for, I think, like 230, 240 yards and throws, like you said, 40-plus times. But I don't know about you, but I was really impressed with their quarterback. They got a good one there.
Yeah, it seems like they have a bunch of kids like him, and they play offensive line, they play quarterback, they play defensive back, they play linebacker. And that's the scary part about Raleigh County, is they always have good athletes year in and year out, and they're coached well. Yeah, and they did have a couple drops, and that's part of the game, and that's part of the breaks, and we just were on the good end of those. But, you know, when you throw up 47 times and you throw for 230 yards, you're going to get those yardages against you, because you know, it's just hard to cover all of that, and we don't see a team pass it 50 times either. So I thought that was good for us to get that under our belt, because you know, that might be something that we'll face in the playoffs. And if we can get that earlier in our season and get that you know, just get that opportunity to do that, then that helps us for down the road.
Well, the rushing attack was once again there for you, about 280 yards, averaging about 5 yards a carry. We've talked about Colin Menold. Of course, Chase Fry is a good compliment to him. Obviously, a big play was that first drive in the third quarter. You know, you had the 2-touchdown lead, 4th and 4, and Aiden Lang bust in your 30-yard run to put you guys up 3 scores. What'd you see on that play specifically to call for Aiden, and what did you like about him, and a compliment to those other two backs?
Well, I think our backfield is, we've got some depth, and Aiden and Cole Hinton give us that depth, because, you know, Chase and Colin are, at the beginning of the year, getting most of our carries, and those two guys, they give us the same workload or the same attributes that those other two guys give us. And so I'm just really proud of how they've matured as running backs. It's two new positions for both of them from a year ago, so that takes a little time to get your feet wet and feel comfortable. But I knew they had, both of them guys have the potential to make big plays for us, and that's only going to help us down the road with giving Colin and Chase a few breathers on during the game, because, you know, they both go both ways. But I'm really proud of those guys for just waiting their turn, and I think that'll pay dividends in the back end of our schedule.
Talking with Garrett Michaels about the football coach, still undefeated at 5-0. They have another home matchup coming up this week, a non-district game against Riverside. We'll talk about it when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Sabetha football coach Garrett Michael, presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Services. Blue Jays after the 27-6 win against Raleigh County last week, back at home, week 6, Big 7 matchup against Riverside on Friday night. Coach, what stands out about this Riverside team?
Well, their quarterback's big, their running back's big, they spread you out, they like to run it, they like the power game, and you know, for the last couple of years, they've just had really big backs, and it's been kind of challenging for us to tackle them. And so they give you that same threat again. They've got some wins under their belt, so they've got some confidence. And, you know, it's a big seven-league match, like you said. And so that's why it's a big game, because of the league standings and things like that. So there's no way we can take them lightly. The last couple of years, it's been a kind of a dogfight in the first quarter. And then, you know, maybe we've pulled away a little bit in the second half from them, but always physical. Got a few athletes, and they're, you know, the backfield's really got us worried just a little bit, just because of how big and physical they are, and their backs run, and the quarterback can throw it too. And so when you've got both of them defensively, you just got to be disciplined again.
Yeah, and you mentioned their quarterback, very athletic and can certainly move in the pocket, get out, make some plays with his legs. Is that kind of the most concerning part as you prep for them? Again, stopping the run, that's crucial. They got big running backs. They got multiples that they can use. But it's those plays that kind of break down where their quarterback can make something out of nothing. Is that what you're kind of worried about this week?
Yeah, you know, and really two similar games in a row. They spread you to run you, is what I thought for Riley County too. But you know, we always want to keep that quarterback in the pocket. Anytime any quarterback gets out of the pocket, you know, it's a run pass option for him, and that's hard on the defense. So we want to keep him contained, stop the run, keep him contained, and then hopefully we don't let any big plays get out the gate. They've always liked that speed reverse stuff, fly motion things. And so, you know, you just gotta read your keys and be disciplined defensively, and then offensively keep them off the field. You know, our goal last week was to run 10 more plays than we had the previous couple weeks, and we did that. And so we just got to continue that time of possession and not turning the ball over and giving them second opportunities.
It's about the football coach Garrett Michael joining us, as he does each and every week. And Blue Jays coming off the nice win against Riley County last week. They're 5-0. They're back at home taking on Riverside for week 6, a non-district Big 7 matchup here on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. Good luck this week, and we will talk to you again soon.
Hey, thank you.